the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
John Boehner has put forward a plan. The cut, cap, and balance plan. I embrace those principles. It did not include the defunding nor the repeal of Obamacare, and it also increased the debt ceiling. I couldn't go down that road, and so I couldn't give John Boehner that vote. You're all well aware that that bill did pass. However, Harry Reid wasn't about to give that bill a hearing in the Senate, and the president already said he would not approve. John Boehner now has a second alternative that you have heard of. I will not be casting my vote for that bill. I cannot. I am committed to not raising the debt ceiling.
There's Michelle Bachmann explaining why she didn't vote for the earlier plan from John Boehner and wasn't going to vote for his revised plan either. And so we get started on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the real hot hits from this past week, the week of July 25th to the 29th, the debt ceiling and the budget, that sort of thing. That's number one on the countdown. Doug Steffen here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, on the air every weekday and on the weekends. And the rundown of the top 10 hits this week, determined by the folks on my staff and at Talkers Magazine. We monitor the talk radio programs, stations, hosts all across the country. And as usual, sports talk, including the end of the NFL lockout, number 10 on the countdown. Number 9 is the death of Amy Winehouse. Number 8 is the Strauss-Kahn case, still in the news and being discussed. The 9/11 memorial lawsuit. That's something new and interesting to a certain point, I guess. Anyway, you found it to be the 7th most interesting. Congressman Wu and his resignation, number 6. Number 5 is the phone hacking scandal. That continues from the news corporation, the owners of Fox. Mass killings in Norway, number 4. Presidential race, number 3. Number 2 is the stock market and the reaction this week to all the debt discussions. And the budget, as I said, number 1. So let's get started with that. From our video of the day at DougSteffen.com, Jimmy Kimmel does a Man on the Street segment asking regular people what they think or what they know about the debt ceiling.
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure what this debt ceiling is. I read a lot about it, but debt ceiling to me sounds like a very boring John Grisham novel. And whatever it is, though, it's apparently important. So we went out onto Hollywood Boulevard today to ask people to explain to us. I don't trust the experts, so we went to the people. And here's what's going on in a nutshell.
Debt ceiling? Man, I don't know.
Debt ceiling. I never actually heard that phrase before until now.
The debt ceiling is, it's a house on top of the house. It's called an attic. So it's dark and usually they store things in it.
I don't know. Well, I've never been there before.
If you don't pay the debt, China will buy American.
Well, please stop selling China silver for $1 a coin when that coin, the price of silver is more than $1 an ounce. And we're selling them coins for $1, you know what I mean, for $1 an ounce, coins of silver. We could get our debt ceiling and draw it back down, I think, don't you?
When the government hits the debt ceiling, I guess they just... they start, like, making up new taxes and stuff. Like, I went to the water park. I go there a lot, and there's some tax there that says, like if you bring a float, it's, like, 20 cents more. And that was too much. Like, that was a false tax that the government made up just to cover up their mistakes.
We cut into that education budget, and this is what happened.
There you go. Not particularly funny, really. It's pretty... sad. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts about that, even listening to that, there certainly are reactions to that might be appropriate. And to the continuing discussions on the budget and who's right, who's wrong, whose side are you on, the Tea Party, some of the newer Tea Party members have backed Boehner, some have not. Is the... It's unclear. Is this a referendum on Boehner? Some people think it is. Host Gary Allen and Steve Kelly talked about the late night hosts who have been having fun with this. There's some clips in here, I think, as well.
They've got to get this deal done. The deadline coming up on Tuesday. In the meantime, those on the late night shows, they're having fun.
The Republicans and the Democrats, I mean, this is going right to the wire, and they're not getting along. Things have never been worse.
Things are so bad, folks. America may have to move in with Canada for a while.
Well, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, a record 46% of Americans think most of Congress is corrupt. 54% think they're extremely corrupt. So
we are over $14 trillion in debt. $14 trillion in debt. But listen to this. The feels like is $20 trillion.
Economists are now worried that if we fall into default, then the good name of the United States would suffer in the eyes of the world. Oh, shut up. Okay. We lost that fight the day we sent the cast of Jersey Shore to Italy. Okay, right there.
That's a good point by him.
I guess. Point. Yeah. But, I mean, late night fodder. They're loving this.
Absolutely.
That's funny by Letterman. The feels like is $20 trillion. It'll be $20 trillion before you know it if we don't get going here.
800-510-8255. The consensus from the Democrats, when asked if they or any members of their caucus would support the Boehner debt ceiling plan, N-O, no. One of them, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida, said, I haven't heard of a single person, absolutely nobody, supports the Boehner plan. That's something also said by Representative John Larson of Connecticut. There isn't a single blue dog for any of these plans. So how does it get fixed? That's a pretty good question, right? 800-510-8255. More on the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we move along.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, we're introducing the Battery Tender Battery Chargers at your local Sears Auto Center at a hot price. Plus, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes, with special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
800-510-8255. The budget discussion is number one. Speaker of the House Boehner telling reporters he's unsure of his debt plan. which could prevent a credit downgrade, will actually do that. He said that's beyond my control. Here, talk host Jeff Bolton has Dave Leventhal on his program from Politico.com talking about the way this debate has completely taken over pretty much everything else in Washington.
Tell me, as a practical matter, for those of us in the real world that get up and go to work every day like you do, what effect is the debt crisis having on Congress and on D.C. in general right now?
You can agree with the Republican plan, the Democratic plan, the Libertarian plan, the plan from Mars, and the fact of the matter is that this issue has taken the air out of Washington almost completely. If you care about some other topic, if you are a lobbyist for some other type of issue, if you're just a person sitting at home wondering, well, you know, I mean, why aren't they worrying about this issue or that issue or any other issue under the sun? Well, good luck, because the debt ceiling has really dominated the discourse here in Washington. It will probably continue to do so all the way up until the deadline. And it's something that will occasionally happen in Washington when one issue dominates the agenda. But this ranks right up there with about anything we've seen in a long, long time.
Dave, when you look at the level of this, and ABC did something a few days ago that was unprecedented that I have never seen in my career of back, you know, long, long, long time ago. They pulled together their three political reporters and said, have you guys ever seen anything like this? Diane Sawyer didn't. And they all looked at the camera like deer in the headlights and said, never seen anything like this in all our time in Washington, which is what America, I think, was hoping for in the 2010 elections. What in the meantime continues to bleed is probably where the next question is, because if we've learned anything, we know in one program alone, a single program alone in Medicare, it is said that there's $90 billion annually in waste, fraud, and abuse for WFA. Where is the bleeding right now, and how angry should we be?
A lot of it depends on the issue that you care about. I mean, first of all, there's a number of people who care, obviously, about health issues. But, you know, one thing that I'm working on today, as a matter of fact, not a lot of people are thinking about it, but we have a massive, massive drought and famine that's going on in East Africa, not grabbing quite the headlines that you might have thought of back in the 80s or some other points in time. But talking to a lot of lobbyists from those groups and from people who represent other causes that most people would consider to be worthy, and they're saying, man, you know, we don't know what to do. We can't get Congress to pay attention to us. Some of the federal agencies are kind of doing a good job, but we've seen our funding drop, and we can't even feed people. People are dying, and that's a bad thing. So, you know, you hear that kind of time and time again these past couple of weeks, where organizations that have ostensibly worthy causes or may have a very loud constituency typically are just kind of saying, man, my issue is not getting a whole lot of attention. They're worried about the funding for those issues from the government. Clearly they're worried about the funding just in terms of appropriations, but they're very concerned about the funding in terms of the debt ceiling. If this is to go bust, then nobody has any idea truly of what's going to happen after August 2nd, and that's creating a heck of a lot of concern and consternation among all the people who could be directly affected by it, and just by issue, everyone in America stands to be affected by it, at least to some degree.
Over a dozen GOP freshmen have rallied to support this Boehner plan. White House keeping its sense of humor during the debt crisis. A story at DougStephan.com today under What's New. Somebody posted a message on Twitter complaining to the president that one of the briefings had been long and boring. The response was, sorry to hear that. Fiscal policy is important, but can be dry sometimes. Here's something more fun. And then there was a link which went to the YouTube video of Rick Ashley singing Never Gonna Give You Up. Has something called Rickrolling. When you post a link that people think is one thing, instead it goes to someplace else. There's a poll about that, too, at DougStephan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get to the presidential race number 3 this week, the 2012 presidential sweepstakes. Let's review what a few people on radio, talk television have had to say. For example, from CBS, Rob Hendland talks to Scott Conroy from RealClearPolitics.com about Sarah Palin and her latest move, which may indicate what she's going to do.
Scott, you just have a post about Sarah Palin that's caught a lot of attention. Tell me, what's your headline there?
Well, she's heading back to Iowa. And, of course, anytime a prospective presidential candidate does that, you know, people's heads start spinning, and especially with Sarah Palin. She's been quiet over the past month or so, but I'm told that she's basically been immersing herself in policy and studying up, and that a campaign is at least still possible, if not likely.
So you said prospective candidate, and a lot of people, that's the big question, it seems like. Do you think she's running? Is she a prospective candidate?
I mean, I just put it this way. I've been covering her pretty closely, probably too closely, for 3 years now, and, you know, writing a lot about her, and I was on her campaign plane in 08 and co-wrote a book about her and probably been thinking and writing too much about her. And I've never, out of all the people that I've talked to in her inner circle, and I do talk to them pretty frequently, I've never heard any of them suggest that a campaign is less likely than not. And so I think until she says that she's not in the race, we have to assume that in the end she's probably going to want to get in.
This has been her kind of history since being on the ticket with McCain, that she's kind of toyed with the American public, toyed with the media, putting one foot in and kind of quickly pulling it out. We saw with the bus tour, we thought that was going to lead to other things. It didn't. Is this just her, she's got the movie out, is this just her going to Iowa to get some attention as everyone else is kind of in Iowa and around Iowa leading up to that, and then nothing happens?
That's certainly the conventional wisdom, and I think that's certainly what most people, especially, you know, in D.C., kind of think when they look at what she's up to. Everyone sort of assumes that this is all about attention and maybe money, and but I sort of have a different view of it. I mean, I really think that she believes that she can win and that she can be president of the United States, as she said. And I think, again, until she says that she's not in the race, I know that there is probably more of a method to her madness than she's led on. I mean, she likes to say that she, you know, she hasn't really thought this through, but I can tell you that she's thinking about it. And yeah, even on this last part of the bus tour, when we talked to I spoke to Todd for a bit, and he was very, very much defensive almost of the idea that, you know, they weren't prepared for this. You know, he said this family has been through the gauntlet before. Mm-hmm. We didn't just come out of nowhere. And so he seemed very gung-ho, which is what I've heard from several other people. And, of course, spouses are very instrumental to these decisions, as we saw with Mitch Daniels and some mm-hmm. of the other candidates.
All right, so here is host Bob DelGiorno analyzing sort of what she said this week. Palin said, I'm very excited to join grassroots Iowans. Here, Del Giorno talks to political analyst Dr. Robert Hogan about her appearance on the cover of Newsweek as well.
Sarah Palin in an interview with Newsweek, and I find the picture on the cover of Newsweek, I don't know if you've seen it or not, interesting.
I have.
You, Doctor?
Yes, I have.
An interesting pose for a presidential candidate, kind of model-esque, would you think, or not? Would you categorize it that way?
I would categorize it that way. I think that, this is, you're right. It is like she's posing for a fashion magazine or something. And to be honest, I mean, it's not a pose you could see John McCain striking. Let's put it that way.
Y'all, if you're near a computer, you got to Google up Sarah Palin and Newsweek to get what Dr. Hogan's talking about, because I can't imagine Sarah Palin or... I'm trying to make it equal here. You give me a female candidate that would. I don't want to get into partisan politics, Doctor, so I'm trying to make an equal comparison.
Hard to do that. Private ventures, is that what this is all about? One more way for her to promote herself. I guess that's what some people are continuing to think. She is a mystery, but an interesting and entertaining one. 28 past the hour.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Coast 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Check out that connection in the listen box at DougStephan.com, where there's a list of all of the items that are on the charts this week. We're reviewing the hot hits in talk radio from numbers 1 to number 10. At number 5, the situation at the News Corporation. Interesting that Attorney General Holder, meeting with the families of the victims of September 11th to discuss the investigation that their phones and their dead relatives' phones were hacked by News of the World. There isn't any evidence conclusively yet, but there is a claim that the victims' phones were hacked. And this is, I guess, an example of how seriously the people of the FBI are taking this investigation. This is a stressful time for a lot of these people and doesn't do the reputation of News Corporation, which owns Fox and other elements in this country and elsewhere, Wall Street Journal, etc. It doesn't do them any good to have that sort of thing festering. Over on Bloomberg, Betty Liu and Brett Pulley talked to media investment banker Reed Phillips about whether the Murdoch family can ride this one out and stay in control of the News Corporation.
What do you think is going to happen with the board meeting?
Well, all indications are James will stay put for now. Some of the top shareholders really support James. I mean, James, by all accounts, has done a great job at B-Sky-B. Crispin Odie.
Up to now, some would say.
Up until now. And the issue is really how politicized this becomes and, of course, how much the fallout continues.
Right.
If James really gets swept up or continues to get swept up in the News of the World scandal, then they have an issue on their hands. You know, Crispin Odie, who owns about 2.7% of B-Sky-B, mm-hmm. and also happens to be James's former brother-in-law. He was married to Rupert's oldest daughter.
He has
come out in recent days in support of James, making the point that James has done a great job, but he does also say that he'd like to see News Corp loosen their grip on the board at B-Sky-B.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
So then that leads me to this question for Reed then. I mean, in the unlikely scenario, but if that were to happen, that James was asked to step down or at least step back from B-Sky-B, what would that mean for the Murdoch empire?
It would send a very bad signal, I think. It would suggest that
there's a feeling that James hasn't testified properly in front of Parliament, and that there's pressure that they were unable to kind of deal with. And so I think as Brett said, I think it's highly unlikely that he'll be asked to step down. I think that would be the worst outcome by far for both News Corp and for James.
And there are questions, right, about whether or not his testimony last week, really, I'm trying to think of the word without sounding jive, right, with what others have said. I mean, there are questions about the veracity of his comments, right?
Absolutely. The big issue is that he's been adamant about not realizing early on that this was a widespread issue. And now some former employees of News International are coming out with evidence, and there's evidence particularly in an email that indicates that James may have been informed earlier on that this was a widespread problem.
800-510-8255. Does it make any difference to you? What makes a difference to you when it comes to this thing? Or is it just interesting gossip? Here's radio host Carl Wolfson talking to media analyst Robert Greenwald about the continuing investigations into the News Corporation and the nearly limitless control the Murdochs have on their media empire and, in many circumstances, many places around the country, all of the media.
When the parliamentary hearings were heard, that parliamentary committee questioning both Rupert and James Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks, basically the Murdochs' line of defense was, we're too big to know, we didn't know what was going on. It was a total PR defense, right?
Yes, it was. As somebody said quite acidly, the defense was either too stupid or too busy.
Right.
And, that's generally not a good line of defense, and we haven't seen the end of it. Investigations are continuing. And like with all bullies, by the way, when they're weakened, people jump forward, as they should, and are raising a lot of questions about what was said and what was known and who knew it. But it goes to the fundamental issue that you and your listeners, of course, understand, which is it is about corporate control, it is about media consolidation, and it is about what happens when you give one man and one corporation incredible, incredible control over our communications.
Robert, let's get to those two questions because, ever since I've been on the air for 5 years, been talking about this, the mergers and acquisitions in all areas of our lives, and certainly one of the most harmful and nefarious are the mergers and acquisitions that, as you say, give too much power to people who control the media. That is one question, how we deal with that. The other is, what are we going to find out from these investigations, let's say stateside by the U.S. Senate and the DOJ? Take each of those pieces, if you will.
Well, the first question, what we should do about it, there's a very good national organization called Free Press, and their mission and goal in life is to work to make sure this doesn't happen, and people should support them. We're also doing a lot of that work at Brave New Films and Brave New Foundation, and as I say, come to our website or come to our Facebook pages or come to my Facebook or Twitter pages, and believe me, we will keep you both informed and also provide you tools so that you can make a difference. And the important thing is to do something. Whether you have a minute a day or 10 hours a week, it's important to do something. There's a line I often quote, which is, democracy is not a spectator sport.
Mm-hmm.
You can get involved. On the investigations, it's really anybody's guess right now as to how far they go and what will happen. Originally, it looked like James Murdoch might be given a slapping or even removed by the BBC. Sky B Board of Directors. Then there's a story this morning saying it looks like that won't happen. But I think our role, all of our roles, is to demand in this country from our elected officials and from any government or regulatory agencies who may have impact on this that there be investigations and that there be questions raised. And again, I don't need to remind everyone, but I'll say it anyway, every single Murdoch outlook was a leading champion for the war with Iraq. And we
sure
see the consequences of that.
Absolutely.
Every single day we are paying a price for
them. The real story of what's happening with the News Corporation, that's what we're investigating, number five this week on the countdown. Here, talk host Bob Rose speaks about this phone hacking scandal and how the news media in our country is covering the story.
How much
will the media do as far as them playing investigative reporters and how often this kind of story is going to be on the front page, even though, as far as I know, the scandal hasn't affected things here in the United States. I don't know that any phones were tapped here. I'll hold out some time on that because it could have occurred, but so far no real effect here. So it'll be interesting how often and in what way the media will continually promote this story, this scandal. And don't get me wrong, it's a big scandal. It's a big issue. But it is, in fact, you know, in the United Kingdom, and, you know, will have more probably rippling effect more in Australia. But he owns Fox News. I mean, it could have major effects here. He owns Fox Television. That could be spun off, is what some people are saying. But there are people chomping at the bit. They want him to go down. The liberally biased media, he's been a thorn in their side since Fox News came on the scene. A huge thorn. And I can tell you something else without getting too conspiratorial, but I'll stick my toe in that water. One of the things that President Obama and the folks he surrounds himself with who have their Marxist leanings, and I'm being generous here, they have not been able to completely effectively control the message. Fox News and talk radio are two problems, two major problems for the Obama administration furthering its socialistic agenda. And I was just thinking this the other day. You know, as long as talk radio and Fox News is around, we're going to at least be able to slow down the process of the socialization of the United States. We're going to at least be able to slow it down. And then the scandal started to widen. It got bigger and bigger. And I thought, wow, really? Could it happen? Could it happen that quickly? Pretty interesting speculation, right? Interesting stories here, and they abound. That's why this is such a great format, giving the opportunity to hear what a lot of people are thinking about some of the issues of the day. And one of those issues this week has been the lawsuit, a 9/11 memorial lawsuit. A lot of emails, a lot of focus on this. Callers, atheists in the focus in a moment here on the Countdown.
Andrew Kilsant presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and sinks inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. from America to Asia. Eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, we're introducing the Battery Tender Battery Chargers at your local Sears Auto Center at a hot price. Plus, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes, with special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, let's get to number seven. A lot of people talking this week about this lawsuit that's been filed by a group of atheists in New York over the World Trade Center cross that's being added to the Memorial Museum. Here is talk host Michael Garfield reading some of the emails that he's received from his audience about this controversy.
Going to read some emails here. 9/11, the memorial, the museums, what we're yapping about over here. They erected a piece of rubble at Ground Zero to commemorate the upcoming 10th anniversary of the horrible, unspeakable tragedy. It was a piece of rubble, a piece of twisted metal that was found amidst everything in the aftermath. Don't forget that the World Trade Centers were made up of just a ton of T joints. They look like the letter T. One of the T joints survived. So they erected this very tall, 17-foot, heavy, several tons of a steel beam that's vertical but also has a perpendicular, smaller little cross going across. Well, it looks like a T, but oh, by the way, it looks like a cross. Atheists are now suing because a cross is being erected. Seems to me it's a piece of metal, okay, that's built out of a T joint, which the entire towers were built out. So atheists are suing because what about the other 500 non-religious people who perished? It's unbelievable. This is just, it's nothing else to do. David Albee sends me an email. One sentence, it's as simple. That kills the controversy. Sorry for the pun. It takes the controversy out of the factor. It still puts the piece of metal right there to still memorialize it. Ladies and gentlemen, David Albee, one sentence. Why don't we just turn the beam over? He didn't even put a period after that. Why put the long part of it in the ground? Flip it over. Put the short part in the ground so it doesn't look like a T and it doesn't look like a cross. David freaking Albee, huge man. Lay it on its side. Lay it on the ground. Thing is, though, if you put it upside down and the cross now is lowered to the ground instead of high, ain't nobody could give it unless you're standing on your head. Why didn't I think of that? What do we got over here? Marie Hurst. Haven't heard from Marie in a while. Hello, Marie. She goes, why the hell, oops, don't they just do away with any religious symbol and instead use one that symbolizes unity, like a dove or something like that? Well, Marie, I don't think there was a piece of twisted metal that came out in the origami shape like a dove, okay? As I said, if something really went, you know, if and I'm not going to use the word luck, but if just instances would have happened when the towers fell, and there were two inverted triangles, and oh my goodness, it'd be a Star of David. And then I don't even know what to call that little, the Muslim symbol, little moon or something like that. Come on, man. It's just not that religious for this, but they should not be putting the religious aspect in it. Happens to be shape of a cross. This is from Taylor. Taylor says this. What I do not understand about the atheist complaining about the cross, there's a quote, cross metal piece from the World Trade Center. I love this. If they are non-believers, Michael, why would a cross shape bother them?
That's a pretty good question, isn't it, huh? Doesn't it wrinkle your shorts a little bit with all of these sorts of things that go on? It's kind of like, protesting a television program. Some of these organizations are all upset about the Playboy television show supposed to start in the fall. If you want to protest it, organize people to not watch it or educate people as to why they ought not to watch it instead of getting involved in all this huffery and puffery. Up next, the number four item this week, the Norway killings and the person responsible, so the authorities say. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's move on to this focus on Norway and the fellow. This is a pretty horrible story all the way around. Here's Taco's Bill Carroll with a focus on the events that unfolded and the details that now, this week, still are coming out.
The more you hear about it, the more you realize that we were all pretty horrified, I think, hearing the stories and seeing the death toll on that island, 10 kids, teenagers, then 12, and then 17, and then 18, and then in the 90s, and then they scaled it back a little bit. And we heard the reports all weekend long, actually. People said, Bill, I was driving along, and I heard you tell the story about a group of girls whose bodies were found on the beach. They were all clutching each other and had been standing in a circle and had been massacred by this guy. And that was an image that stuck in a lot of people's minds. Well, now the images are even more powerful as we start to get details through text messages that were sent between, I mean, it's a modern era, right? We get real-time reporting. We don't hear about a baby right away, but you can look back historically and see minute by minute what people were doing and thinking because they were calling their loved ones or they were texting their loved ones. And the scene on that island, just you get a really good insight into just what a cold-blooded monster you're dealing with here, who showed almost no mercy. I say almost because there's a story about one kid who was hiding behind a rock near the beach. First, he was playing dead. The gunman found him, saw that he was alive, was about to pull the trigger, and he said, "You wouldn't kill a fellow Norwegian, would you?" And for some reason, he turned the gun away and opened fire on other kids on the beach and in the ocean or in the lake trying to escape. Why did he spare this one? What did this kid say that got inside the monster's mind and managed to find some little sense of empathy?
that he's a fellow Norwegian, I guess, this guy, this monster, considers himself a patriot. I what else could it be? It just shows you how twisted he is. Now we're hearing that this killer actually raised his hands in surrender. Police are saying if he hadn't done that, they were about to shoot this guy down. Isn't he lucky that he lives in a society where most of us are so civilized that you put your hands up and say, don't shoot, and we respect that? How many times had he witnessed the same thing? Unarmed kids raising their arms, literally getting down on their knees, some of them, and saying, don't shoot, and he shot them anyway. And then he got the benefit that he wouldn't give to any of these other kids. He got the benefit of humanity. It's just, it's absolutely sickening.
It is pretty much, isn't it, huh? Here's radio host Dave Visor talking to Steve Futterman from CBS, who was in Norway covering this, about his status, that is, the gunman status.
This is the week where we are looking at the suspect in last week's deadly attacks coming into court. What's the status of those proceedings right now?
Well, right now we don't expect Anders Breivik to be back in court for probably another 8 weeks. I mean, this could change, but at the moment he is being held for 8 weeks, the first 4 weeks in solitary confinement, this to prevent him from possibly making contact with accomplices, possibly tampering evidence. He'll be able to be in contact with his attorney, but won't be able to be discuss or meet with friends, family members, no mail back and forth. So he will be essentially in solitary confinement the next 4 weeks.
So that eight-week confinement that he's in, that's actually longer than is normal in Norway, right?
Well, normally you would have a four-week detention and then you would be allowed back in court. But for serious crimes, it's certainly not unheard of to have this eight-week period. So he will be, again, back in court probably in 8 weeks to see if he will be further detained, and he probably will be detained again and again. But normally in Norway, you get either a four-week or an eight-week period to come back to court and have your case reviewed very briefly for detainment purposes.
Now, he was very adamant about hoping to use that initial court appearance as a vehicle to express kind of his platform, his views on why he did all of this, or allegedly did all of this as it is. But those proceedings were actually closed, and he didn't have that opportunity, correct?
Right. What we believe, and this was probably the main reason it was closed. I don't think it was really closed for security purposes. The main reason it was closed was they were very worried that he was going to use this as a stage to present his platform and to present his point of views. And even during, we were able to get some basic outlines of what took place from the judge and the attorneys. And, in fact, he did try to do that to some degree. He asked to wear a uniform at the hearing. He wanted police to go to his home and pick up the uniform so he could wear it at the proceedings. He also tried and began to read part of his manifesto. The judge cut him off after a minute or two. From what we can tell, every time the judge said no about the uniform and no about the manifesto, he did not react in a very nasty way. He accepted the judge's ruling. He was calm, but he did try to do it.
All right, there's the story. Wrap on the Talk Radio Countdown review of the hot hits in Talk Radio this week.